another episode of What She On About. I'm Mitzi.
And I'm Kat.
I almost forgot what I was going to say. Such a mess.
Yeah.
So this is the podcast where we chat about life, infatuations, and of course, my never-ending obsession with Idris Elba. I try, and every time I try, I get pulled back in. If it's not the sexiest man alive, he's just doing his little do-rag chronicles on Instagram. That's what he calls them, where he's like giving advice or whatever, but he has his do-rag on.
I've seen that. I didn't know that was called a thing.
So well, like he called it. Yeah, exactly. It's almost like the, what's that woman's name?
Tammy Roman.
Yeah, who does like the Bonnet Chronicles or whatever. He calls them like the do-rag chronicles or something like that.
Hilarious.
You to follow your bliss and do what you want and, you know, like, don't worry about others and all that business. Well, okay, maybe not the do-rag chronicles. He just calls it a do-rag thought. He hasn't really thought about hashtags yet.
Do-rag thought?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He said this.
How often does he do them?
I think he's only done like two or three. He hasn't done, okay. Here's the other one. Yeah, he's done two and he's been calling it do-rag thoughts.
Do-rag thoughts. I don't know do I like that?
There
was a cute little video circulating of him and his fiance dancing. It was cute.
I try not to watch videos like that because they depress me.
But don't you follow him? Isn't he like all about it?
Yeah, I try not to watch those. And when I see what's coming, I stop watching. And then I don't watch when it comes up on my other feeds, on my other accounts. Because I follow him on all my accounts.
Not to mention everyone else posted it too.
It's so annoying. I'm like, why? Like the shade room's like, Idris and his lady.
His lady, his fiance.
His fiance. Over it.
Hater.
Total hater. Total and utter hater. So, I'm working on my resolutions for 2019.
Okay.
And one of them is going to be, I'm going to say it, to get over Idris Elba. I'm going to make an
active, well, you know what they say.
Active effort. I'm going to write it down. Writing it down has seemed to work. A lot of our podcast goals I wrote down and we hit them. So I'm going to write it down. And the goal for 2019 is to get over Idris.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know what they say, the best way to get over somebody is to get on top of somebody else.
I like it.
Have you ever thought about the good King T'Challa?
Oh, King T'Challa.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yes. He is a king. My king, my liege. Yes.
He is a king. And yes, he's not jailbait like some of the other represents to be with. In fact, he just had a birthday. Happy belated.
Happy belated, my king.
So you won't go to jail, and he cannot be your illegitimate teenage love child. So there is
that. It is so sad because now some of these young kids now, I'm like, oh, no, I really could be your mother. I could be your mother and not be ashamed.
No shame.
Like, literally, no shame in my game. Had you at, like, an age that was, like,
appropriate,
embarrassing. Right. Slightest and completely appropriate. But Chadwick Boseman, yes. I can totally get behind that.
I didn't realize he went to Howard. H-U?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Is he part of a fraternity, too?
Oh, I don't know. I just like saying H-U. Like, I'm down. I'm so not down. If I went to the opposite of a university, probably the one of the whitest.
Who you telling? Mine too. Mine too, for sure. But yes. All right, Chadwick. And wait a minute. Didn't I see that his middle name was Aaron? That's one of my favorite names.
Do you mean Aaron?
I love that name for some reason. I don't know why, but I love it. And I do enjoy the fact that that's his middle name.
Why do you pronounce both the A's?
Because have you never seen that skit with Jordan and Key and Peele?
With the football players?
Yeah, well, it's not the football players. Basically, I can't remember who's who, but one of them. Oh, Key, the tall one. He plays a teacher in a school where he can't pronounce any of the white students' names.
I have seen that skit. That's true.
So that's how he pronounced
Miley, it. A Miley. I'm sorry, my name is Emily.
Exactly. That skit, which cracks me up. I mean, of course, the football player one is also like ridiculously hysterical, but
classic.
Because I know a couple of Aarons, and I've always loved that name ever since.
Aaron
Hall from Guy.
I thought you were gonna say. No.
And then there was also Aaron Hall from Guy. And then also my aunt's a next door neighbor that like we all had a crush on.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was going to say Jackie, but it's not Jackie.
No, his name was Aaron, too. And so ever since then, I've been like, oh, my God, I love this name. But then that skit with the A.A. Ron. So now whenever I see the name Aaron, I just want to say A.A. Ron.
Hilarious.
Damn good skit. Anywho, I thought today, since we are super, super close. Well, actually, we're not super, super close, but it's getting close. We're a mere 22 days from Christmas.
We are. I just put up my tree today and bought an advent calendar this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I got it from Trader Joe's. Very random. And it has different countries on it. Like, each box is a country. Okay. So I thought that when you opened it, it would tell you something about the country and about how they celebrate Christmas.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's why I bought it. But when you open it, there's just chocolate in there. And it just says, like, different random country names.
Oh, so that's interesting and weird. So basically, it's just the chocolate.
Exactly. So every day, he's like, is it Christmas yet? Is it Christmas? Are my gifts here?
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, no.
Yeah.
But then you have. Times. Yeah, I know. But is that why you got the advent calendar so you could count it down with him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was the goal.
Is it working?
Yeah. Not so much. He just wants to open them all and eat all the chocolates.
I would do the same.
Of course. Zero patience.
Zero patience. Yes.
But we have been using Christmas and Santa as a threat, as a bargaining chip.
Oh, and has that been working?
It has. So after Christmas, we're pretty much screwed if he doesn't behave.
Right, because we don't have that one.
Right. You know, I think we've called, well, the other day I almost called Santa, but he's like, no, I am listening. I am listening. But tonight, I heard a call made to Santa.
Ooh, uh-oh.
So,
a call had to be made to Santa?
Yeah.
Wow.
He lost his shit because we wouldn't read six books to him.
Six? Oh, God.
Yeah. I want this one. Okay. Paw Patrol. This. PJ Mask.
Look, kid. You get two. Three tops. And that's it.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, it's Christmas time. So there's the shopping to be done and the decorating to be done. You're good that you got your tree. My friend got his tree set up like everything, so much so that even Alexa, he's programmed it to say Merry Christmas and it'll turn on the Christmas lights in his house.
Wow. If you say Merry Christmas, so she turns on the lights?
Yes. So if he says, Alexa, Merry Christmas, Uh-huh. She'll turn on the Christmas tree lights. She'll turn on like the lights that he has like on the sideboard and on top of this cabinet. And then she'll start playing a Christmas playlist.
Wow.
I had no idea she could control so much.
Alexa is a scary bitch. She's mm-hmm. all powerful and yes, all knowing.
And sometimes she don't listen because I was standing there in front of that Alexa like, Alexa, Alexa, play Feed the World. Alexa. I felt like that little baby who was just standing in front of the Alexa trying to get
baby shark.
Baby shark. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. Baby shark. Doo, 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 doo. Baby shark. Mommy shark. Doo, 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 doo. Oh my God.
Alexa, you need to like listen to me right now. And finally I got her to listen, but I was like, oh, this bitch ignoring me.
Yeah, Alexa could be, she could be.
Yes, she yeah. can be. That's all you have to say. So have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
We're actually done.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah, but for like 3 add-on gifts. You know how you buy something and you're like, this looks kind of chintzy. I should probably add something to it.
Add something to it, yeah.
So, oh
my goodness.
Yeah, man.
How do you do it?
Well, the biggest thing is the money, right?
So, yeah, like, of course.
We wait for Black Friday to come to see if there's any deals. But we should do that mainly for electronics, like when we needed TVs and things mm-hmm. like that. But now it's like toys.
I said, I wish I had done that because I need a new TV and I know that there were quite a few on sale on Black Friday.
Yeah.
So I'll just have to remember that for next year for sure.
So this time it's not as great as a deal as with toys. Sometimes mm-hmm. like the video games, like for the gaming systems and stuff.
Yes.
But we have, you know, we have the envelope system. So we have like a gift.
Wait, tell our listeners what the envelope system is.
Oh, so basically you determine what your bills and expenses are for the month. And every time you get paid after like paying like the major utility bills, you take out the exact amount you're budgeted for entertainment, for food, for gas, for mm-hmm. insurance, for like car insurance, for what else? MetroCard for mm-hmm. us or the kid. He has mm-hmm. his own envelope. And then whatever's in the envelope is what you use. Like you don't use your card.
Oh, so you're not using your card.
No. So you allocate a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. Also, so we also have an envelope for gifts because it's always someone's birthday or there's always something and it's Christmas. True. So when Christmas rolls around Holy Thursday, but I mean Black Friday.
Yeah.
After
Thanksgiving. I've been calling it Good Friday. I was calling it Good Friday for like a hot minute.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, so we just go online. I mean, it helps that our family provides us with a list as soon as possible.
Right, that's true, of like what they want and, you know, Christmas lists for the kids and, you know, even to a certain extent, some of the adults as well.
Exactly, like if you're doing exchange. We're going to France this year. Mm-hmm. So we are like opting out of like the Secret Santa.
Right, yeah.
Most of the kids always want the same thing anyway every year.
It's interesting because I've noticed that on the list this year is a lot of kinetic sand.
Mm.
Which sounds messy.
Mm-mm.
It's not?
Actually, did I put kinetic sand on Leo's list?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's not messy. It's like magnets. So it's actually better than like Play-Doh, but it has like that consistency-ish. It doesn't go all over the place because it's like magnets. So it's just neater. It's the cleanup process is easier. So I've been told, actually. I've never actually used it, uh-huh. but all these other child care providers and moms have recommended it.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I saw it, 6 times on that list? 6 different kids?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was
maybe 5.
Once.
No.
They triplets, each asked for one?
Yeah, the triplets asked for it. I want to say the last one asked for it.
We got a whole set of pieces and the sand and everything at Kohl's. Kohl's has good stuff Christmas because they have cash back. So as you buy, you get like money back to buy more.
Very nice.
But it works out because they could just buy more gifts. But we found like this ginormous kinetic sand situation for like $9.99.
What? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, man.
Very good. Are you gonna see now? So, do you do your shopping online, or do you go into, or do you go into stores? Do you do like the Kohl's and the Marshalls and the outlet malls and the things like that?
I do those things, but online. Oh. I can't with the store. We did 90% of the shopping online.
90%.
Yeah, nice. This year it was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's we a probably really went good into percentage. A store.
Yeah, we probably went into a store 3 times.
So even the Kohl's thing that you were talking about, you found that online?
Yep.
Ah, I thought you went
Google
into the
is
store.
Your friend.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Girl. You're right. And interesting. So your most of your shopping wasn't just Amazon. You've used other. You use other stores as well.
Yeah, we did. A lot of it was Amazon, but a lot of it was like Walmart, like those video games on sale, like FIFA. Like most of the nephews always want FIFA. They always want Madden. They always
That's
want
true.
Like FIFA those games Madden that come popular. Out once a year.
Yeah. Yes, like 2K18 or 2K19.
2K, yes, 2K.
Just the basketball
exactly.
one. I did learn about that.
Yep, 2K,
Madden is football.
Madden,
2K18 is basketball, and FIFA is soccer.
I think every year football. We buy a 2K or a FIFA.
Man, for like 2 years there, I had the hookup at EA and was getting like the company discount to buy those games, and I felt like such a hero. I was so bummed when my friend left. And then even after my friend left, it was like I still kind of through another coworker still knew someone there, and I was like, okay, cool. I got it for another year. And then he got laid off, and I was like, son of a bitch.
The hookup
is well and truly done and finished and over. So
PlayStation. Yeah, because those games could be like $60-$80. And if they all want them, that's like, it adds up.
It's super pricey. Yeah, it definitely adds up. Comes one of those things where you're like, oh, so what else is on your list?
Exactly. What else do
or,
you want?
Dare I do one of those things that I hate to do, but dare I go with a gift card? Here's a cup, some bucks on a GameStop gift card, and you could put it towards maybe getting that game.
I mean, there's no shame in that.
As you try to split it up.
Add it up, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like there's no shame in walking in there with some gift cards talking about
that's money.
This and this. Yeah, it is.
I feel like one of our relatives made it like an event, like activity. Like Saturday, we're gonna go, so you can use the gift cards you got.
That's
at a particular
store. Yeah, like you got your gift card, so it's like they have their own little credit card.
Yeah, he's shopping.
It has the money. Yeah, exactly, and you can keep track of like the amounts that are on it and things like that. So yeah, super cute. I like that idea. But I always just feel like, you know, I always want to have some kind of little add-on, you know, like 1 year for our Secret Santa, I got someone who wanted just the gift card, but I didn't want to just do the gift card.
Right.
I think I ended up going to Best Buy and just getting like a little USB man. So like his arms and his legs were all like USB extensions. So if you want to charge a bunch of things all at once. You just use this little USB thing. So, like, I just had that, and I had that USB guy holding the gift card. That way you have something to unwrap, you know?
Yeah. How far have you gotten when you're shopping?
Girl, I have gotten probably 10% done. It's bad.
You still have time. The only you have time if you're going to stores. If you're shipping stuff,
because
we already had some shipping snafus.
Really?
And we ordered the end of November.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because
the postal service sucks. I said it. I said what I said.
You said what you said.
They are antiquated.
And I'll say it again.
Yep.
Damn
they are antiquated. They have zero customer service.
Yeah.
They are not good.
My hope was that for sure I'd still be able to order. Like if I ordered this week, then I'd still get stuff by the end of next week, beginning of the following week, in time before I have to leave, was my hope.
Right.
Because honestly, I don't really have time to go out to like an outlet mall or any of those things until the weekend right before I'm leaving for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm also just, I don't know, for some reason this year I'm having difficulty getting gifts for everyone. Like, yeah. Thinking about like what to give them, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Well, there's that too, because unexpectedly, freaking Mercury in retrograde or something. Like, I rear-ended a car on the freeway, so my car is in the shop right now, and I'm getting that repaired. Poor Taz. Then, right before Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, I cracked a crown.
There's an envelope for that, car maintenance, by the way.
See, that's what I should do. Like, an envelope of maintenance. So I cracked the crown, and they're going to have to take off the crown, like, do another fitting, replace it. And it does turns that out, yes. Yes, it does. And they have to give me Novocaine. And for some reason, I don't know if it's my size, I don't know what it is, but it takes a lot of Novocaine to numb me up. And now I'm actually afraid of the process, because there have been a couple of times where they're like, okay, you should be numb. And they started, and I'm like, bitch, I feel that.
Oh my God. I mean, yes. I think you still feel it, but it's just not as much.
No. You shouldn't feel anything. You should feel like that they're doing something and they're pushing against you or whatever. But I shouldn't feel any kind of pain. And I didn't. Mm. So the last time I was there, it took about an hour and about 6 Novocaine shots to numb me up.
Mm.
And I'm going to have to do that twice. Once for them to break off the broken pieces and put the temp. And then once for them to actually put the replacement. And then on top of that, I got to get a freaking night guard. Because apparently I grind my teeth.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, that sexy piece of equipment called a night guard. It's coming my way. And a custom one is not cheap. So I'm going to talk to them when I go about getting like an over-the-counter boil and bite one, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, Kevin had to get one. Too. Like
a custom one?
I think it is, because he grinds his teeth, but yeah. I think a portion of it was covered by dental insurance.
I'm going to have to check to see what's covered by dental insurance. I made the mistake of not putting enough in my FSA, and open enrollment ended like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. So, you know, obviously you don't know if it's coming, and you don't want to have that money sitting in FSA and you can't use it.
Exactly.
So, you know, I didn't go too crazy. And thankfully here, if you have like $500 left from the previous year, it'll roll over. Most places don't allow you to roll over anything. No. This one at least allows you to roll over up to $500. So I was like, okay, that's great. I have the rollover. I have some rollover money. I'll put this in. How did I know that I would need a $800 night guard?
Eek. That's how much it costs?
Yes, is what she told me. Actually, what she really told me was, she's like, yeah, you grind your teeth. You're going to need a night guard. And then she was like, she touches my chin. The doctor touches my chin. And she's like, are you going to do something about the rest of that? And I was like, excuse me?
What?
What about the rest of it? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, that gap between your teeth and you know, your bottom range. And I was like, She was like, like maybe you should think about like Invisalign and, you know, like you'd be able to fix that. And when you fix the Invisalign, that might also help with the grinding of the teeth because like your teeth will shift and blah, 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 and all the rest of it. I was like, I'll think about it. And in my head, I'm like, I'll think about it. And if I decide to do it, it won't be with you, bitch. Talking about what are you going to do about all of that?
Yeah.
You
don't
have to say like that. Exactly. So I said, so I go back outside to the front desk, and the front desk woman looks at the chart that the doctor gives her, and she's like, okay, so do you want to do the Invisalign or the night guard? And I looked at her and I was like, what do you think? She's like, okay, I'll put you down for the night guard. Especially since that Invisalign was like, what, $6,000 and over 2 years apparently to fix it.
Is it that much Invisalign? It works though. But I didn't realize it was that much.
I know it works, but yeah, apparently it's going to be $5,000. And over 2 years, I'd have to wear it. Like, she was like, 18 to 24, but most people usually have to go 30 months. And I was like, yeah, in the meantime, I'm going to just do the night guard. And then I found out that you can get over-the-counter ones, including a boil and bite where you boil it in hot water, or not boil it, but you put it in hot water and then you bite down on it and it kind of molds to your teeth.
Your teeth, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, man, that's cool.
Where do you get that?
You can get that online.
Mm-hmm. It's called a Boil and Bite?
Yeah, it's called a Boil and Bite Night Guard. And I saw it, I actually Googled it, and this whole article came up about like the best over the counter night guards. And mm-hmm. that one was like $19 on Amazon.
Oh, hello.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to talk to her about it because I also spoke to another friend who grinds their teeth, and they were like, oh my God, are you kidding? I love the custom one. I've even gotten a backup custom one just in case I lose one and I'll have the other. I was like,
but how much aren't those the ones that are like
$800? Yes. Yes, they are. I can't well, hang like that. I ain't got it like that.
I mean, you have it forever? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't clench my teeth. Even I don't realize I'm doing it.
Right.
So what's the, this just went left. But so what's really the brand? Did.
I know we're talking about Christmas.
What's the brand that they recommend?
Let me see if I can find it. I wonder if I have the page still open or if it was on my iPad. I can't remember what phone I was on looking it up. The best Boil and Bite Night Guard is Oral-B Nighttime Dental Guard with Scope.
Ooh, Nighttime Dental Guard with Scope.
$19 on Amazon.
I love Amazon.
I'm telling you, man. I don't even... Like, I know it might have some issues. I almost don't want to get
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. They don't pay their employees.
Man, are they like a Walmart situation?
Yeah, I think so.
Gee, Willigers. Ugh. The worst.
Yeah,
so I need to get on to my to get back to our topic. With the Christmas shopping, I like these tips. I'm going to try it. The thing is, I just have to sit down and actually like think about what I'm getting and then start looking. I think part of the problem is I don't even know what I'm getting.
Right.
You know, no, that's what makes it difficult. And then, of course, you know, I still don't know all of the costs involved with my issues at the moment between the car and the tooth. Yeah, the car and the crown. That could be a show. The car and the ground.
Today's episode of The Crown and yeah. the car and the crown.
Da, da, da. Do, do, do. Uh-huh. So, anywho, guys. I don't know. Do we have time to talk? We've been going about, I don't know, half an hour or so. Do we have time for a little bit of popcorn, a little ghetto action news? You sent some, was it you or my sister who sent a little bit of ghetto action news today with that pedophile R. Kelly in Ethiopia talking about, do you have your passport? Do you have your shots? Do you want to come back to America with me?
Yeah, I have nothing to say to that because so I'm not grimy. Even going to give that vile human being.
So grimy.
I don't even know what to say. Like, he's vile. Gross.
Vile and grimy. And has been for a long time. I don't understand why he has not been canceled.
Because no one cares. His victims are not, I don't know. Guess they're not important.
It's awful. Just awful.
Anyway. Too much time has been wasted. Hopefully get their act together in Ethiopia and throw him out of the country.
That would be for the best before, you know, well, God knows. Just get him out, y'all. And we don't want him either. So let's not let him back in. I'll say that. Please and thank you.
I'll take 5 caravan members for 1 R. Kelly, please.
Well, let's talk some popcorn then. Did you watch the Global Citizen concert yesterday?
I may have been the only person on the planet who did not race to their TV to watch
Beyonce.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
That's actually, I mean, I saw people tweeting about it all day, but then my favorite, our future friend Friday, Natasha Rothwell, I follow her on Twitter and I get her notifications and she was like, PSA. And I went to look at it and it was like, Beyonce is about to take the stage. And I was like, I can do this. There's a live feed. Let's do this.
Right.
And so I got there just in time to see her and Jay-Z come on. And It was great to see her doing ape shit. And everybody's literally, my favorite were the reactions in the crowd of people who have like never seen Beyonce. And it's just like, aah! Like there was this one guy who was just like, it's Beyonce, into the camera. He's like, it's Beyonce. Like, do you understand? It's Beyonce. Oh my God, it was
great. That might be me.
It was great. Like,
oh my God, her costumes. I saw the pictures of her outfits online. And they were stunning and fabu.
I like following her mom too, because her mom will talk about some of like their past outfits and other things that they've done. So I think they were talking about how, like, I don't know how long ago it was, like maybe 10 years ago, she was performing somewhere with Nelson Mandela, and they wanted at the end of the concert for her to be wearing something African made cloth and stuff. So the mother went out, got some cloth, and mind you, this was like 2 hours before she was supposed to put it on. The mother went out, fought traffic, got the clothes, Miss Tina Lawson, and sewed this dress together in 45 minutes. She cut it out freehand. Threw it on the sewing machine and stitched it together. And the dress is so cute. She has the finished product on her Instagram. It's so super cute. I'm like, you know what? You better use them skills, Miss Tina.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's some Project Runway shit.
Seriously. Like, she would have won Project Runway. you have two hours to make a dress.
Exactly. Make it work.
That's right. Cut it freehand, no patterns. And it needs to go on this global stage in about 45 minutes.
I like watching her dance. It's funny.
The mom or Beyonce?
Mom.
Oh, I haven't seen her dancing. I usually see her corny jokes times when she's like, okay, right? It's corny joke time.
Oh my gosh. She's funny with that too.
So
but cute. There's like, I think when Ape Shit first came out, it went viral. Like, there's a video of her dancing.
Oh.
She just looks so, like, dancing like no one's watching.
That's right. Why not? Good. She's happy. Hilarious. Beautiful daughters. Happy with her new husband. Her beautiful grandbabies.
I know. So cute. Those guys.
So adorable. I've also been reading Michelle Obama's book, The Coming.
Ooh, how is it?
I really, really enjoy it. I started reading it after I went to her her stop here. She did a stop here in LA with Tracy Ellis Ross. Oh, love her as well. So that was great. Just like a conversation like about the book and all that stuff. And I started reading it when I was home at Thanksgiving. It's hard for me to read it here, and I want to be able to give it enough time and attention. So I'm taking it with me whenever I'm like traveling, and I'm going to finish it at Christmas. But so far, so good. I also had no idea how boss she was, you know, before becoming first lady. Like, I had no idea that she was like, I knew she was a lawyer, but I didn't know that she like practiced at like a huge firm, and that's how she met, you know, Barack.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I loved her. Not to be effed with. I want to read her book on our flight too.
I tell you what, I absolutely loved it. And it was a sold out show, like absolutely sold out. And no one moved. Everyone was riveted. Like, I think I literally saw, like, I was just looking around, like maybe two or three people going to the bathroom, but that was it. Everyone was in their seat, leaning forward, listening to every word. And you know what? And the other thing is, you know, because she's not, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit looser because she's not the first lady anymore, but she just felt like a lot more candid with the things that she was talking about, and just like about her neighborhood and white flight and gentrification and just all sorts of things that, you know, people are always a little bit careful to talk about, especially in like a mixed audience and stuff. Because I'd have to say half of that concert venue was filled with white folks. But, oh, you know, really? She, yeah. And she was just like not afraid to talk about her white, the white flight and the gentrification and just all of that stuff. And at one point, Tracee Ellis Ross asked her, like, when did you know you were black? She was like, girl, I grew up on the south side of Chicago in the 70s. I always knew I was black. Right, and then right. She was like, Tracy, when did you learn you were black?
Right. That's probably not an appropriate question.
But that's the thing. She really didn't know. She was like, somebody had to tell her. And I think she was like 9 or something.
Yeah. She sometimes she tells a story, Tracy Ellis, about how her dad, mm-hmm. she would watch her dad's reaction of how people would treat her mm-hmm. and how he pretty much was like, okay, so this is my daughter is not like, I have a black daughter. Like, this is how they're, you know, they're treated essentially mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily the same mm-hmm. or fair. Mm-hmm. I remember she saying something to that effect, like her dad was the one who was like, her white dad was like, okay.
He understood.
Right. Or he recognized people don't see that her. People don't, right.
Yeah. Interesting. I have to listen to her TED talk because I saw a snippet of it where she was just talking about, you know, the fact that she's 44, 45, she's not married, she doesn't have kids, and you know, she's right. finally come to terms with that.
Right.
You know, so I want to listen to the entire thing. That's why I want her to be a future friend. I'd
Is
love
she
to
only
talk
44?
To her. No, yeah, she's definitely strange. In her 40s. Like, I want to say maybe 45, 46. Not much more than that, though.
Ugh, so close.
Yeah, not much more than that.
Yeah, she should totally be a friend in your head.
Yeah, I want her
if
to
she's
be
not
a.
Already.
She's totally a friend in my head. I want her to be a future friend of the podcast. I want her on. Damn it, I'm gonna put her down as a goal for next year. It's so funny. I had the book in my hand on my way to Thanksgiving, and so I get on the plane and I'm like, oh my god, who is that guy? Oh my god, I think I know that guy. Oh my god, I know that guy, but I couldn't remember his name. And so I just smiled and he gave me a head nod. Black dude. Big black dude. And I was like, oh, what is his name? Anyway, as I'm going through the cabin of first class, like I have the book under like my shoulder and stuff. And this guy at the end, he's smiling at me and looking at me. And I'm like, oh my God, why is he looking at me? I'm like, oh my God, I know who that is. And just as I'm like, what is his name? He was like, you too? And he holds up Michelle Obama's book. And I was like, yeah, it seems like everybody's reading it. He was like, all right, have a good flight. And I was like, thanks. And I go back and I text our unofficial official super producer, Peps. I'm like, oh my God, what's the name of that guy who was married to one of the Kardashians, the tall one who overdosed? And she's like, you mean Lamar Odom? I was like, oh my God, he's on my flight. And he just gave me a head nod. And then I was like, ooh. And then like a couple of seats later, I'm like, who's that guy whose brother was in Now You See Me? And she was like, oh, see, I forgot his name again.
James Franco.
That's it. James Franco.
Not to mention that James Franco has been in his own. He's been in his own like hit movies.
Of course, I knew. The only movie I could think of that he was in was Pineapple Express. But I knew unofficial producer, super producer,
Freaks and Geeks.
Would recognize. Oh yeah, of course, Freaks and Geeks. Yeah, that's another one too. But I knew she would recognize if I said brother of the guy and Now You See Me. She's like, where is your memory? I was like, I keep forgetting to buy the ginkgo.
That's I have the same issue, but I remember celebrities.
Yeah.
It's just regular laymen.
That you don't remember.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder. Or just like whole events of life that people say happen and I'm like, huh?
Oh, that happens to me too. I mean, thank goodness for my journals. I don't remember a lot. Like, in fact, actually, that was the other thing that I was so impressed with Michelle Obama in her book and also like when she was talking about. She's like, yeah, I remember when I was in second grade, I used to do this and blah, blah, blah. And and I'm like, I don't remember any of that. Like, I'll remember like little pockets of things, or my sister will remind me, oh, you remember when we used to like watch Saturday morning cartoons and eat like sunflower seeds in the living room? I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, okay. But like, she remembered specific details. So much specificity. And I'm like, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can barely remember what happened last week.
Yeah, girl.
I got to get that ginkgo. Just keep forgetting to get it.
Does that work?
Apparently so. I'd like to try it, you know. Just have to remember to get it.
Exactly. Well, that sounds like an episode right there. Will Mitzi remember to buy the thing that will help her remember?
Exactly. So silly. Anywho, let's see. I think it might be time for us to start wrapping up. But before we wrap up, I believe we got a few more reviews on iTunes, which you too can go on and leave us a 5-star review. That 5-star review could say that you guys are sick of us or that you really enjoy the show. Just leave that 5-star review.
Wait, if you leave a 5-star review that says you're sick of us, then you're an idiot. What the hell?
I'm fine with it as long as we get the 5 stars.
Oh, just leave the stars. Keep your comments to yourself. If you don't have anything nice to say,
don't say anything at all. But I'm pretty sure we did get a few new ones. I think we talked about that one. Oh, I got this one, which is, did we talk about this one yet? That said, Rivals, loving the Idris Rivals, even if Mitzi doesn't appreciate them. Keep them coming. That one's
Marianne. My work is being recognized.
It's being recognized from Mariana RH. Just like, yeah, keep them coming. I appreciate them. I do.
Whatever.
I do.
You are stuck, girl.
It's my goal. It's my goal for 2019. It's going to be my number one podcast goal and my number one life goal is to get over Idris in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. So anywho, don't forget to go onto iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe, please, and thank you. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the WSOA show. And of course you can go to whatsheonabout.com and follow us, and you'll be able to see all the links to us on Spotify and SoundCloud and all sorts of places. Wherever we're Acast, Stitcher. So you can find us.
Now you're just making names up.
I'm not. Those are all podcasts.
Billabong.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible that you don't know that that's one of the places we can get our podcast.
Go on Lagomogo.
Okay, the rest of those that she just said are fake. Stitcher is real, so is Acast, and Spotify, and SoundCloud, and the like, and of course Spreaker. So
I've heard of SoundCloud.
You've heard of SoundCloud, yes.
Go to Winky Dink. Leave a comment on Winky Dink. Be sure to download us on Poopty Doop Doop.
Whoopty Whoop. On the Whoop Whoop app. No. Hoot Hoot. Damn it. Whoop. Damn it. What was that app that he was trying to make on Insecure? Whoop Whoop?
Oh, I forgot, actually.
Yeah, now I can't even remember.
Whoop It Up? I don't remember.
I just remember like something would happen and it would say Whoop Whoop. Something like that. Anywho. All right. Let's wrap this up with an earworm. You got one?
Yeah. It should be Novocaine by Frank Ocean. I can't get it out of my mind. And then you were talking about Novocaine and now it's just...
It's stuck. What is it?
Novocaine by Frank Ocean.
Oh, okay. Novocaine. I don't think I know it, but I should probably be playing it this week when I'm getting said Novocaine.
Well, here, I hope it works for you.
Yes, please, and thank you. Okay, so then we'll end the episode with Frank Ocean's Novocaine. Hopefully I'll get enough of it this week. We'll chat with you guys later. Bye-bye now.
Toodles.
Met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga. She went to see Z-Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste it? Little taste of Novocaine, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod. Little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feel and I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on campus, but there's no drug around. Quite like what I found, you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste a little taste of Novocaine, baby, baby? Fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me numb. Love me numb, love me numb. Numb, 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 numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Oh, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. For the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine.
Novocaine, Novocaine, Novocaine.